So Om Shanti, good morning. So it gives us a great pleasure and honor to say welcome to Brij Mohan Bhai. Brij Mohan Bhai is one of our senior brothers and yes, has had personal sustenance from Baba and Mama, has been based in Delhi, and so it's really a great honor and privilege that he's been able to create the time to be with all of us, though we're just a few in number at the moment. So a warm welcome to Brij Mohan Bhai. I'm going to ask one of the sisters to welcome him with a little bouquet. One of the specialities of Brij Mohan Bhai has been that he's able to share very deep gyan in a very simple and entertaining way. So it really touches the heart deeply. So we've asked him that to share with us how to be an easy yogi, to make easy effort, to have easy yoga, and to make our spiritual life really natural and powerful. So thank you, Brij Mohan Bhai.
Om Shanti. I think we should thank Baba that practice of yoga doesn't require any language or translation. Otherwise, for practicing yoga also we will be shifting the seats to get the translation. The topic is original effort to be easy yogi. If we want an answer without effort, then let us ponder, how is it possible for yoga to be something difficult? Is it possible to have a difficult yoga? If not, then naturally yoga is easy. Sometimes we make easy things difficult. We start thinking in the first instance that it will be very difficult. So even an easy thing becomes difficult. For instance, it is evening and we are told that there will be a cultural program after the dinner from 8:30 to 10. And we all come prepared for that. And we so much like the cultural program that we want it to be extended beyond 10. Someone says that your morning Amrit Vela will be disturbed. We say, no, we will come on time. Let us enjoy the cultural program. In another instance, supposing in the evening we are told that there will be all night yoga session starting at 10:30. then how will you feel? We all know the benefits of yoga. But as soon as you think a whole night, you start feeling, I will be tired. I'm already tired. What to say? So therefore, it is one's liking, interest, or otherwise, which makes things, easy things difficult, and difficult things easy. When the original teacher of yoga says it is easy yoga, the original teacher says it is easy yoga, then does remain there any doubt or any question that it will be difficult yoga? Will there be any question or no? When we are learning yoga from the original teacher, and the original teacher says it is easy yoga, then could it be possibly difficult yoga? Yes or no? No. Very good. Now, I find that in your whole theme and today's topic, there is great importance given to the word original. All right? So we are all practicing yoga. Are we original yogis or duplicate yogis or counterfeit yogis? What do you think? The whole theme is original. So the idea is, so long as we will remember that we are original yogis and the teacher is also original, there is nothing adulterated, counterfeit or duplicate about it. We don't lead double lives, duplicate lives. Our mind does not go in two directions. We are not guests of two hosts. Then it will be naturally easy. But as soon as one wants to be here and there at the same time, then it will become difficult. Now, what relation should a yogi keep with Baba so that it becomes and remains easiest yoga? Baba says, you can have all the relations with me, but as double foreigners, which is the relation which double foreigners like the most? In the worldly sense also. Sunai ni dera. Friend, very good, right. Friend. Because all other relations can be bondage. There is some sort of compulsion or bond in it. But friend's relation is totally voluntary. And nobody forces you to have a friend. And you are not bound to keep a friend forever. Although, when two real friends, good friends, talk to each other or write to each other, they always will say, yours forever. Isn't it? Later on you may find it may not be practically happening. But at that time, what will they say? yours forever. If everything goes well, then it is possible also. But Baba says one thing important, that you may have any relation with me. And naturally one will like to have that relation which one is lacking. Of course, friend's relation is voluntary. If somebody loses his spouse, he will look at Baba, if you fill the gap. If somebody doesn't have his child, he will say, Baba, become my child, and so on. But Baba says, because I can have all relations with you or any relation, so, and I am almighty, I have the power to fulfill all your desires, requirements, needs. So you may have any relation of your choice, still you can get fulfilled so much that you don't need to look elsewhere. Is it right? Theoretically, yes? All right. So, how to be a good friend of Baba and how to make Baba our best friend, and that also forever. In bodily relations, there is every possibility that this forever may not happen, because the other party may leave body or may leave you for other reasons. But at least Baba can be ours, definitely forever. If there is separation, it will be not from Baba's side, but from whose side? Our side. Always it is the child who runs away from parents by seeing other attractions. The parent will like to hold the child firmly and safely. Therefore, this we must note in our heart, that Baba will be always with us, and Baba can be there with us forever. For our part, how can we be with Baba forever? That is the question. Because both sides have to fulfill their obligation or whatever you call connection. So one handicap that is there, which may separate us from Baba, to be with Baba forever, is the most commonly known, and that is the body. A soul can be there with Baba forever. So long as we are soul conscious, we can be there with Baba forever. First of all, our connection is basically, originally spiritual. We cannot have a connection with Baba which is physical. I have to be soul, then I can have relationship with the Supreme Soul. So, soul is as immortal, eternal, everlasting as Baba is. So if we decide that we will always have connection with Baba, Baba is not going to leave us, and we should also so arrange that we don't leave Baba and the connection remains forever, then the simple thing is, so long as I am soul conscious, I will naturally be with Baba, and I will have yoga with Baba. In practical life also you will note, when we forget Baba, what is the first thing that happens? we become body conscious. And then body has bodily relations, connections, attachments, bodily things, so many things. So first thing is body. That is why Baba's every Murli reminds us, although we know, still for everyday functioning, every Murli reminds us the same thing again and again. What? That I am a soul. Be a soul and then remember me. In fact, otherwise also, who remembers in the world also, who has connection, who has love, who has affection, who has feelings, the body or the soul? The soul. We are doing it practically all the time. But here, the difference is that when we as souls deal with others in this world, we deal as souls in bodies with souls in bodies. But here, we are souls in bodies, we have to be souls, because Supreme Soul does not have a body. That is the difference. And that is the key to remaining easy, light, and on the right path, track, or what you call journey. After all, yoga is a journey. The mind. We know what the mind does. Mind always requires something to think about. If you think about nothing, you don't have any particular thing to think about, then what the mind will do? It will wander. It will go on moving around and round till you think of thinking something specific. This is called waste thoughts. Just as your tap is running, water is running from tap, you have left it open and you are not putting it to any use. So better it is that we give a short term and a long term destination or objective to the mind, so that at least it learns to be in a particular direction. And for that, Baba has given us such a big program, such a big wide, which covers the three dimensions of time, past, present, future, the three what you call regions of space, corporeal, subtle, incorporeal. Such a wide canvas is there for the mind to move. But it has to be in a direction. Otherwise it will keep on moving around our present body, present name, present location, and it will go on moving there only. Although it has capacity, unfathomable capacity to be anywhere by just one thought. You think and you are there. You think of Paramdham and you are there. You think of Satyuga, you are there. You think of your country or your city or your home or center, you are there. So this is the whole thing. And we know when we are lost in any thought, then what happens? Are you body conscious at that point of time when you are lost in any thought? Say you have lost your passport and you are sitting here or wherever on the dining table, then are you body conscious? You may not be even thinking of the food you are taking. The only thought will be, where is my passport, what will happen, and so on. So the best way to be soul conscious, or to be not body conscious, is to use the mind. So long as we are using the mind, we are not in the body. And if you are using the mind for any bodily purpose, even then you are soul conscious, because you are thinking. Say you want to look at something, the mind is looking, but you are only using the eyes. Then you will not bother about your posture or your any other thing. Somebody is watching a television and he is so engrossed in the screen, then he will not bother whether he is tired or not, may not be tired at all, like that. So, simple thing is, how to remain light, easy yogi. To make it easy, let us think that we are in yoga all the time. In a sense, we are in yoga all the time. In yoga with something or the other. Presently you are sitting here. Some may be thinking, let it be 12:15 and let this thing be over. And thinking ahead. Most of us either think backwards or forwards. And the present thing we take for granted. And that is called a visionary who thinks ahead. So, we are thinking. So we are in yoga with whatever we are thinking now. I have to go to Pandav Bhavan, tomorrow I have to go to meet Baba, where will I stay in this period, gap period, and so on. So in that sense, everybody is in yoga with something or the other. A medical practitioner opens his clinic, and what is he thinking? First client waiting for him to come. And when he finds somebody entering his clinic, he becomes so happy and active. Now I will start working on him. Similarly, even a person who is in the graveyard, he has to dispose of the bodies. He is also waiting for some client to come. So he is in yoga. So a student is yoga with his studies or exam. So in that sense, everyone is yoga with something or the other at some point of time. What we have to do is only to shift it. When you get a more important assignment, your yoga automatically shifts from the unimportant to the important one, isn't it? I may be lazing in my bed, very lazy and just biling away time. Someone says, the Prime Minister of India is arriving in Gyan Sarovar in 10 minutes. Now my whole thinking will change. I will say, oh, Prime Minister is coming. So like that, as soon as you get a more priority job, you shift your yoga. So the only thing we have to do is to know and remember constantly the importance of this yoga which Baba tells us to have. And we will always be giving top priority to that, and lesser priority to other things. Everything will be happening. You will be taking your shower, you will be walking, you will be eating. But in your mind, top of your mind will be yoga. Finish. So therefore, Baba says, first thing is to again and again remind ourselves of the importance and the benefits of this yoga to me. And Baba knows that for so many births, just think the time we are in Gyan and the time we have spent from Copper Age, not years, centuries, thousands of years in body consciousness. So to shift from that, after all the soul has been body conscious, to this, naturally, there is every likelihood of forgetting. Brahma Baba says, I also forget, although Shiva Baba comes in me. I think I will eat my meals in full remembrance, then I forget. So, same with us. So for that, every day we have to be hammered again and again. You are a soul, this is the importance, this is the time, and the time is running, flying. So for that, Baba has given us every day Murli, without fail, without absence, 24/7. So, and that also in the morning, before the day starts. So Baba says, never miss the Murli. Be very attentive as you are, say, you are giving blood to doctor, you are very attentive. Or any important thing. So that Murli is a complete nourishment. It will remind us of the importance of yoga. It will tell us the methods. Also whatever we are missing or lacking or careless about, everything will be in the Murli. So the best thing is, if we have a talk here and temporarily some things I remember, that will... We will forget after 2 hours. We will have another talk. So, to be self-sustaining, we have to... Daily Murli is our most important thing. And never think that once I have known that yoga is very important, it is enough. There I will be cheated by myself. Because it is such pitch darkness, and everything around is body conscious, and more are more body conscious. So we have to be alert all the time, in attention. So that attention is Murli. Secondly, when someone is on a journey, departs from one place and has to reach another place, so you turn your back to where you have left. You cannot be going ahead and also going backward. If someone from here starts for Ahmedabad to catch the plane, and on reaching Abu Road thinks that, I have forgotten my purse in Gyan Sarovar, and you say, please go back, I have to get my purse. Again you reach halfway and you say, I forgot my ticket itself. That way you can't reach. Therefore what happens, that in the present system of yoga, which is a prescribed system, we are supposed to be sitting in yoga at Amrit Vela at 4 o'clock. But also we have been told that it is only up to 4:45. So you have a return ticket, isn't it? So that way what happens, it becomes a very limited thing. So Baba says, no, you are not to be part-time yoga. You can't have a father from 4 to 4:45 or a friend. And then you say, I have other jobs to do. So therefore, it has to be permanent. So for that purpose, these things are needed. Of course, Amrit Vela is needed to remind us, to give us good feeling, experience of yoga, so that we can go about the rest of the day just as you do physical exercise, everything. But it cannot be confined to that. Otherwise it will mean, I was not in yoga at 4 o'clock. I came and started my yoga at 4 o'clock and then I completed it at 4:45 to go for my shower, this and that. And that time I am not in yoga. So that also we have to be careful about. Now, to forget the what we have left, it is very important to remember what we are going to get. Otherwise, we are bound to remember what we have left. It is natural. So, the best way to forget Kaljuga or the old things is what? To only think of new things and experience those things. So, all those things are to make us light, easy, happy, joyful, hopeful, all those things which Baba wants us to have. And out of them, the first one is, the one who has to perform the journey. First one is, I am body or soul? Huh? Or I am sleeping? Which one? Huh? Half sleeping, okay. Huh? First one is, I am a soul, and soul is a rocket. It moves fastest, it is light, it has no material or physical element in it, and it is always light. And as we say, for easy yoga, first ingredient is to be light. Even a plane has to run on the runway to become light, and then only they start the flying engine. So, first thing to be light is to be soul conscious. But some Brahmins end at that. You will find they sit in yoga, they remind themselves, I am a soul, and then they go on reminding, I am a soul, I am not body, I am a soul, I am a soul, I am light, I am flying, my original is Paramdham, and so on. But please remember that to be soul conscious is only going to the airport. You can't fly from everywhere, only from airport. In the same way, you can't fly without being soul conscious. But soul consciousness is not the flight. It is the airport only. So, we should keep this in mind when we particularly practice yoga. Then Baba says, easy yoga depends upon your daily life routine. Am I all the day? I may be doing normal things of life, but am I all the day remembering that in this body I have got a mission, I have got an aim, and I am not in this body just to live like other people? Because Baba says, you have to leave this body. Everyone in the world knows, but they get engaged and involved in everything. They say, we will leave when the time comes, why bother about it in the now? Let us live life. But in our case, no. We have to practice to be out of body all the time. And the easiest way to do that will give you very much joy also, and that will give you an interesting exercise. You sit here in your body and consciously think, I am leaving, the soul is leaving this body and sitting on that chair. Is it possible? Can you do it? It is so easy. Going out of the body consciously, as if you are preparing to leave this body at will. And this practice will help you very much in the end. When people struggle, when they are feeling great difficulty in living in body, but they have to leave it, at that time, this practice which we do now of leaving this body voluntarily for a few moments, getting back into it, it will help you in meditation and also to feel light. Can we do it for a few moments now? You can all come on this stage, sitting there. Just think, I am leaving this body, but you have to face the hall. You have to decide. Otherwise you may confuse. One may sit upon the other. So therefore, please select your place, select your posture, which side you will be facing, whether you will be standing or sitting or squatting, and then let us do it for a few seconds. Okay? Alright. Now, Baba says all the double foreigners left Bharat. We were all in golden age in here, in Bharat. They left Bharat, but Baba did not leave you. Baba of Bharat did not leave you. And again, when the time to go back is there, He has found you, and He says, long lost and now found, and brought you here. Baba says that originally, what was our original state? Can anybody tell what was our original state? क्या कह रहे पॉइंट ऑफ लाइट राइट आवर ओरिजिनल स्टेज पॉइंट ऑफ लाइट वी आर इवन नाउ बट वी आर इन द बॉडी विद सो मैनी अकाउंट्स टू सेटल ओरिजिनल स्टेट मीन्स पॉइंट ऑफ लाइट इज अवर फॉर्म ओरिजिनल स्टेट इज सीड स्टेट वी आर सीड एंड वेयर वर वी Before entering this drama, we were in our abode, Paramdham. So originally we were seeds, complete seeds, pure seeds in Paramdham. Baba also is in Paramdham. We are lucky that Baba has told us our original seed state. You know, everything originally is pure. Take the case of a river. The place where the river begins has purest water. And then you see the whole journey of the river. So many things get added and this and that. And when it is entering the ocean, what type of water it has got. So much difference. So similarly, a seed of any plant, any tree, originally it contains the entire DNA in a very nutshell, in a very small form. But when you sow it and then so many other factors enter, the soil and the sunshine, water, whatever, it grows big. It grows branches, this and that. Now it is the seed transformed, but no longer it has that much vitality of producing a seed. It has gone into what you call vistar. It has magnified or manifest itself. Again, when you have to go back to your seed state, you have to withdraw everything. Just as a person spreads, they say there is a time for everything. When you come to Gyan Sarovar, you spread all your clothes, this, that, and when you have to go back, you start packing up. So similarly, the soul started as a seed. It was most powerful, pure at that time, and ready to manifest itself. Okay. Today, we are at the other end. We have done lot of, played lot of role, collected lot of sanskar, the accounts to settle, this and that. And we have to go back to that state. How to do that? Now, we have to pack up. So Baba says the best way to pack up is to transgress, go backward. And that is why Baba tells us to remember or to do the exercise of our journey. That I am soul in Paramdham, and everyone will like to start right in the beginning from day 111 of the golden age. Nobody wants to start later, because you will lose part of your role in paradise. So it depends on us to have the confidence, the courage and the real feeling that I was on the first birth of the golden age. And for that, now is the most opportune time to think that I, the soul, came in the golden age. And now if you bring before your mind the faces of the souls of the golden age, did they have so many wrinkles and so many lines and so many shapes, or they were so nice, innocent faces as you see in the pictures or statues only, or you can see the face of some child. So nice souls. And if you are in the company of such nice faces, and all other sights and scenes of the golden age, like the birds there, the nature there, and the sky and whatever, you remain there for some time, how will you feel? Say you have a journey to a hospital, general ward of a hospital, mentally for a few moments, or a journey to Paramdham, you will feel the difference. You will feel so pleasant. So if we can remain in our that, and that was not a small period, we quickly run through the golden age, just see, 1/4 of the whole cycle. And at that, in that time, everything moved very slowly and naturally. Nothing abrupt, nothing rushing. And so naturally, and we took so many long births of full 150 years in that period. So if you revisit your that period, you will feel so pleasant, so happy, so contented and so blissful that will help you to remain light. I was that, and this small little period is going to be over. I am again going to be there. Then Baba says, enter the silver age. Not much different. And if we pass through that silver age slowly, at slow speed, instead of seeing slow killing on the TV, some people see that, which is disturbs your mind, you will feel so pleasant and happy. And then Baba says, skip the copper age and iron age. No need. Because whatever you bring in your mind, you will get that type of feelings. Straight away come to the confluence. At confluence, what are our authorities? Baba says, first of all, the one who has control over all the authorities of the world, you are his child. So all the authorities of the worlds are with you already, because you are the child of the Supreme. Then add to it that we Brahmins only have got the knowledge, original knowledge of the three worlds and the three periods of time, which instantly can come to our mind. Nobody on earth has got this. we belong to the original Brahman clan, the highest clan which Baba created. And in fact, the original religion, because all other religions were created by sons or children of God, not by God directly. And not they do not have any information originally from the beginning to the end. They came in between. So they were either, we call them sons of God or messengers of God, not direct. So this is our authority. We have complete knowledge. Then Baba says, look at your fortune, that the best possible status in the best possible world Baba has given us. Then the kingdom including subjects, the rulers and the subjects both, double crowned, flawless, which people can only dream. So much non-violence, absolute perfect world. That is our authority. Then Baba says the best form of karma, if anybody can perform, which can bring so much of fruit, the real karma, Baba has told us. So all these authorities are with us. And Baba says so much so that God Himself says, Va bachche va. People are just remembering Baba, and Baba remembers His children. He says, you are those. So therefore, if we remember the confluence, the very fact Baba gives us the importance of time, that look, if there is something out of time, all your effort, all your time, energy, everything will be wasted. If it is the harvest season of a crop and somebody wants to sow that crop, it is waste of time and energy. If it is the sowing season of a crop and somebody wants to harvest, again it is waste of time. The whole of cycle, you cannot perform a single karma which can take you upwards. Only at confluence. So Baba says, this small period I give you, where you have a rising curve. Only you children know in the world. You can even salvage your old things, use them for good cause. You know the future. If a person knows that tomorrow earthquake is coming and they want to sell their house, they will sell at a good price because nobody knows. So therefore, all this information is with us. So Baba says, act with that. Brahmins are not to just lead a life. We have to create our fortune. So if all those things we keep in our mind, how much intoxicated will you be? And the best way to be light is to be intoxicated. Even a worldly drunk person, he thinks he is a king. He doesn't know, bother about what is going about. He is in his own world. Although that is temporary and that is damaging. But here, it is spiritual intoxication. So Baba says, in intoxication, there is no question of you are being burdened or you are feeling any trouble or difficulty. So you are intoxicated, you are enjoying, you are happy, you are light. As soul we are light. Our journey is angelic. We have to become angels. Not angels in the sky, but just as we had little exercise to be out of body, you can be within your body and be angelic all the time. When a person is dancing or is joyful, he feels so light. The weight of the person may be 200 kg or 100 kg. But if you are joyful, how light you feel? Supposing one gets a lottery of $10 million, and they say that the office of the company giving the lottery is on the third floor, but the lift is out of order. Please wait half an hour and the lift will be all right, and then you go there. What will that person do? He says, no, I will climb. He won't bother about his weight or anything. So this is the power of the, you know, mind. If you remember the power of the mind, it is excellent. Say a person is having some, he is in ICU of a hospital, very bad shape, the body is in very bad shape, and the ICU is on the second floor of the hospital, and no, even a visitor is not allowed, doctors are attending, there are machines monitoring his breath and all that. Someone says there is a time bomb under your bed and it is going to explode in 15 seconds. That patient will jump and elbow the doctor and will be on the ground floor. Where from that power comes? So either out of fear or out of joy of gain, one is very light. If we remember that all the time, can you be lazy? Our Didi Manmohani used to say, in the morning, if you can't get up and you feel lazy, think that there is a black cobra on your bed and just hissing, you will jump and down. So therefore, why do that? Why have fear? You say, I have got a lottery, and Baba has given me the kingdom, second kingdom of the golden age. You will immediately jump. So therefore, if we do all these things, I think there is no reason, no question of anybody feeling and yoga as a dry thing, as a difficult subject. It is so interesting subject. You can see all the scenes and sceneries sitting in meditation. You need not sit just in silence. It is important to sit in silence, but you cannot be all the time. So you must be journeying. Once we had a small class and we were to sit in meditation for 2 hours. So I thought how to, everyone should feel busy and no one should feel that I am bored or I am tired. I just told them that Baba has said, suppose Baba has given us pre-information that in evening at 5 o'clock, there is going to be destruction, okay? Baba has given us pre-information. Although Baba will not give, Baba says every exam is an exam and you have to be prepared and you will not be given notice. Now Baba says, I have given you pre-information. You have to be absolutely free of all your accounts, settle your all your accounts and come to me. Before that, you have the time. So, please get busy. So, everyone should think, who are the people and what are the things which attract me in this world? So, now because I am going, I should approach them and take leave from them. Please, I am going at 5 o'clock. Give me leave voluntarily. Forget all our accounts and attachments and wish me well voluntarily. So if there is any friend, anyone, any child, any whosoever, and any things that attract you, your new motor car you have purchased, you have not even used, that may attract you. At least I should have used it once. So please take leave from that also. And after taking leave from all, then visit your center and tell your teacher, brothers, sisters, please, I am going. So take leave from them voluntarily. Then come to Madhuban and whosoever and fulfill all your desires. Go to subtle region and say to Brahma Baba, Baba, this is me. Please help me or give me some concession and clear all my things. Make me neutral. And like that. So when 2 hours passed, they were all doing that exercise. And they were so lost. And actually we can do that also. Because there are several ways of settling your accounts. And one is to get rid of our temporary attachments. Because they pull us back. Our habits, old sanskaras and so on. Baba says that in golden age there will be different currency. Just as in India, you exchange your currency into Indian rupees, because here that only is applicable. So, the currency of the golden age is everything good, everything positive, isn't it? So, there will be no jealousy there, there will be no hatred there will be no seeing weaknesses of others there. So, we have to practice that. If we think that over the period, birth after birth, we have learned to only to look at the weaknesses of others, or having jealousy with others, why should we look at others? I am to do my job, I have to get my inheritance. So, this is a big effort if one keeps on doing whole day. No waste thoughts, then what to do? You can do service with your mind of purifying the nature, because everything we have to earn to get it in the golden age. You get best body, not simply because golden age has come and we will get, we have to earn. So we have to make the physical elements pure. Baba says, I will help you. And then all souls will not come to our centers for jnana. We have to reach them mentally and give them peace, vibrations of peace. And we recently had, you know, in Delhi, a big program at the prominent place, just all of us together giving vibrations of peace. And that helps a lot. Now, on the 6th of December, there will be a Murli, in which Baba has described the value of collective meditation, and which took place in 1981 in a big program in Delhi, in which double foreigners came for the first time. So that described gives you 6 very valuable tips about collective meditation. You will read that Murli. So therefore, importance of everything, sitting in silence, but you can't sit in silence all the time. You have to have silence of the mind. So there is not any one thing, but the whole thing is that there is so much of for us to do that we can be nothing but yogi. All the time you are either serving the souls, you are serving nature, or working on yourself, or churning the points Baba is giving. So it is a very interesting and lively thing. Once you dedicate, Baba, I am yours. And Baba, you get done from me whatever you want. Never feel even disturbed when you get nothing to do. Because certain things are given to us. Those also we should do to learn to be obedient, to be loyal, faithful, and to follow the disciplines. But certain things we have to create ourselves for ourselves, depending upon what we can do. Some have time, some have intellect, some are cooperative, some are very obedient. Anything that we have got, we should use. Okay? Om Shanti. Now questions are invited.
Om Shanti. You said there's going to be Murli on the 6th of December. Is it like you had a big program in Delhi like that, or everywhere? I know there will be everywhere. Will there be any big program for that?
The Murli is on a different subject. Mm-hmm. But in the end of the Murli, you know, Baba meets parties and others.
Mm-hmm.
So there is one such paragraph which gives you the importance of collective functions.
Mm-hmm.
Of meditation or programs which happened in 1981.
Okay.
That on that Baba has described the new one last month or
mm-hmm.
this month in Delhi on similar lines. But I felt very rejuvenated that even in 81 Baba had said all these things which we even now don't appreciate.
Yes, even now. Yes.
And Baba says you come together, you see your family members, and the other people of the world also see you. So many things are there.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
So it will come naturally to you on the 6th, and you see.
We have practiced sitting from there. We have come here, and
you are still here? No.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm here.
Achha.
Not sitting there. Here. Okay. I have one question. Which is related to detached from the body. It has. I had one experience. I was sitting, and I felt I am watching myself. That was the first experience. And second, when I was looking everybody, even me, so that was quite very, very. I can say it is. Tremendous experience, but I feared I'm going to detest everything. So then I stopped. So what I have to do now? Whether I have to continue this type of exercises or could continue this?
No, these exercises are done with a purpose. After all, we have to leave these bodies.
Certainly.
Finally.
Certainly.
So there is, if you leave unprepared, then you will be having fear, where will I go, how to detach and all that. If you voluntarily practice, it will be easy for you. There is nothing to be afraid, because Baba says that even if you are experiencing out of body, you are still in body. Soul cannot leave this body.
Uh-huh.
It's just an experience mentally you are doing. Just as I tell you to take an orange now, and you are taking. You are only taking mentally, isn't it?
Yeah.
So therefore there is nothing to be afraid. It's only an exercise.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah. Thank you. Now
you reach your seat.
Yeah.
In advance.
Yeah.
And then walk to that seat.
Right.
You will
Thank
enjoy.
You. Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.